This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that airline systems across airports have started working normally. The flight operations were affected yesterday due to Microsoft outage. In a statement, the ministry said there is a backlog because of disruptions and it is getting cleared gradually. It said the government is constantly monitoring the operations at the airports and also with the airlines, ensuring travel readjustments and refunds are taken care of. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has uploaded the center-wise results for medical entrance exam NEET UG. The NTA has published the results following the direction of the Supreme Court. Earlier, the Apex Court had directed the NTA to publish the results city-wise and center-wise on its website, masking the identity of the candidates by 12 noon today. The results have now been made available on neet.ntaonline.in. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The budget session will be held from Monday and it will continue till the 12th of next month. The Union Budget will be presented on the 23rd of July. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema Chodron today co-chaired the third India-Bhutan Development Cooperation talks in Bhutan. During the meeting, both foreign secretaries reviewed implementation modalities and cooperation in diverse areas of development partnership under 13th five-year plan period. Mr. Misri is on a two-day official visit to Bhutan. The foreign secretary called on Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobgay yesterday. Mr. Misri reaffirmed the close bonds of friendship India shares with Bhutan and India's firm commitment to further strengthen India-Bhutan ties. Bangladesh has announced the imposition of a curfew and the deployment of military forces after police failed to quell days of deadly unrest that has spread throughout the country. Violence erupted in the country after protests by students demanding reforms in the quota system for government jobs. The clashes between student demonstrators and police have killed at least 105 people so far, posing a momentous challenge for Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government after 15 years in office. Meanwhile, briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said the ministry has urged Indian nationals in Bangladesh to follow the advisory issued by the High Commission in Dhaka. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be on a day-long visit to Ranchi in Jharkhand this afternoon. Mr. Shah will address the extended working committee meeting of the state BJP. He will also attend the party's state core group meeting and interact with the BJP workers. Jharkhand BJP chief Babulal Marandi said Mr. Shah will review the party's poll performance as well as of NDA in the recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. Assembly elections are likely to be held in the state later this year. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the annual festival of Shrine of Goddess Mata Jwalaji in South Kashmir's Kru in Pampore area of Pulwama district, locally known as the auspicious Har Chodha, is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety today. 24 armed forces personnel are among the 117 Indian athletes who are taking part in the Paris Olympics beginning 26th of this month. Among these 24 athletes, 22 are men, including star javelin thrower Subedar Neeraj Chopra, and 2 are women. Defence Ministry said Indian contingent will witness the maiden participation of 2 women military personnel. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, Thailand will take on Malaysia at Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka this afternoon at 2 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.